Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, some days we just have the feeling of glorious joy of you, Lord God. We feel your presence so strongly, and sometime we are so very aware of our need for you, Lord. Lord God, Jesus Christ, and Heavenly Father, please guide us and protect us as we go through this life. In Jesus' name, and amen. As we live, we know that there are needs and wants around us, and we can pray for people who have needs and wants. I just was thinking of a lady who told me once that her prayers get answered when she prays for other people, but not for herself. Well, I don't know about that, and I don't know about anyone's prayer. I just know that we are to pray. It's a good thing to pray, and we even see the results of prayer, which are really wonderful. Well, today I'm going to say something about, our government, and also the bankruptcy that may well happen, and that event that went on in 1871. But first, a little talk about prayer, because prayer is so wonderful and essential as a follower of Jesus Christ. We see the effect of prayer, and we say, it's wonderful, and we ask God for things, including godly wisdom, and how great it is that he hears our prayer, and we find out that we know more about something than we did before. So God, thank you for being the awesome and glorious God that you are. We know that you reign over heaven and on earth. Amen, and praise our Lord. Well, there are times when we have misunderstandings or even confusion about something, and maybe we want to know the value of an understanding or even a physical something. We have certainly learned a lot as we live and as we pray and plan. And yes, we ask for wisdom all the time, and we know how good it is to be a part of the body of Christ. And sometimes it's through our friendship, associations, even a church body. So good for that. Yeah, I'm thankful for all of that. And speaking about prayers and gratitude, I am thankful for your prayers that you send my way because of what I've been through, and just thank you for that. We are very glad to have the life we have. Wonderful things happen indeed. We of course face the problems we have, even the end of life problems, and we have opportunities through the problems, and part of it is to reach God, ask God for guidance and direction, and part of it is to see how God takes care of us throughout the difficulty. Hooray. It seems like there are plenty of Americans who want a fuller experience of life, and so they look not to God, but they look to drugs, and that has caused so many drug overdoses. In America, 100,000 Americans die per year from that fentanyl overdose. It's really serious. But we can have our needs and our wants met as we develop our relation with God, Jesus Christ, and good for that. And we have other needs also, just in life. It's good to determine the difference between a need and a want, and if we have a need for something that is essential or one that will just do us good. I know sometimes we have such a strong desire for a relation, and yes, we have one with God, and nothing is better than that. But we also crave a human relationship, and we must make sure that that is godly also. We hear about relations that are not good between people. Last month, there was a 60-year-old woman who was murdered by her boyfriend. And obviously, they had a ungodly... I shouldn't say... I'm not one to... Should not be the one to judge that. But because there was such a huge problem in that relationship, but it surely appears to be ungodly in one way or another, that whatever way it is, I would not know that. But the woman's daughter thought there was a problem, and certainly it did turn into a problem where the woman, who was well off, provided nice things for the man, and something happened, and the man ended up killing the woman. We don't know why, but there are things that go on. Sometime we have such a desire for God, and if we have a greater need, sometime we ask for a person to fill that need. And this is just another reason for us to lean heavily upon God and depend on God, Father God, and Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's healthier that way. Well, we certainly have life and death things going on in our world all over the place, and some of them are because of the way we live, or the way we eat, or some people who say it's because of the vaccine. You know, that a lot of people say that there were pulmonary problems with the vaccine and reproductive problems with that vaccine. And I think we will see it more and more as a little time goes on. But I think also prayer helps, because the more we pray, the more we understand. So as we face life and death, I hope we do realize how important Jesus is in the relation with Jesus. I think of people who have died in the past. Sure, people I've known, relatives also. I think of the Foxes Book of Martyrs. It tells about the saints who died either in the middle of life, the end of a long life, or in the beginning of a life they were martyred. And they suffered and died for the sake of Jesus Christ. Yes, it's a testimony, and we are thankful to have their testimony written in a book. Fox's Book of Martyrs. Well, maybe we will have a chance to have our testimony written about too. I don't know. But there are many things that are life and death, and that reminds me of the Dr. John Campbell on YouTube, and he reports that there are a number of, they call it excess deaths, where people die that are not expected to die. You see, the life insurance companies have studied life and death for decades, and they have a common number of how many people will die. But these are people beyond what statistically die, and so that is called the excess deaths. And there's not a real explanation for why there are, let's say, 8 to 12% excess deaths every year. But it is 8% in England, and about that in United States. So there's an extra 50,000 people a year who die, maybe 100,000 people who die. That is a lot of people, if you're not expecting them, or if they're not expecting to die. And after all, it sure makes a lot of pain in a family if someone dies unexpectedly. I think the thing that we want to remember is to know Jesus Christ and to belong to Jesus. Follow the commandments of God. And that way, it makes life and death ever so much easier, because we know that we have a good destination after death, which is in heaven with Jesus. So that's another reason to speak about Jesus to the people you love. And the people you don't love too, because after all, if you tell people about Jesus and they become believers, they are probably going to be nicer than they used to be. Well, we do have people living and people dying, and all of it makes a difference in our family and in our friends. So consider that. Consider that, and always remember to tell people you love them, that you value them. That's what people need to hear, those good messages. So do that. Well, we do have people, like I said, who die for all sorts of reasons. Sure, it could be the vaccine, and sure, it could be the fentanyl overdoses. There's just all sorts of things. And then people have accidents also. And so just remember to tell people about how much you love and appreciate them. Now, there's a time for it, and there's a time there isn't. And that's the way it works. The population of the world is so large, sometimes we forget about the people who actually get murdered. Or in China, there's millions of people who have been murdered for their organs, and that's just terrible, to be murdered for your organs. That happens in other places of the world too. Reports of this are going on in Mexico by the people associated with cartels. So we just want to keep ourselves and our family and the people we love safe, and we do that in different ways. But be aware of what goes on around you, so that you don't have evil enter into your life. We want things to be good and God-oriented, so please pay attention to that. One of the things that also happens is people get into an economic problem and they do something for money that is not moral. So that is another thing we can always be aware of. I know there's that goes on everywhere in the world, from, let's just say the Ukraine war. I don't know why I'm thinking of that, but I am. Let's see, about that Ukraine war, there was a news article that said that Putin had just nationalized two subsidiaries of other companies, one being Dan One and the other being Carlsberg. And so what Putin did was he took those companies over and gave it to his loyal supporters in Russia. So they did that at, the article said at a 50% of their value, whatever it was. I don't exactly know, but it was done to increase the loyal following to Putin. And of course, that happens in all sorts of ways in many parts of the world. Why, in this part of the world, in the West, we have contracts that are government contracts, and the people who get them are thankful. Sometimes they pay a low price, sometimes they're guaranteed to have their products purchased by a government contract. So yes, these things happen all over the world, and it usually involves the people who are elite or the rich people of the world. But it does happen in different ways. Yes, in the dictatorships or the communist countries, or yes, in the Western countries like the USA and Europe. It happens everywhere. We can be aware of it, and we can be independently strong, so we don't have to get pulled into something where we compromise our values for money. Some people compromise their values because they're so concerned about the environment, and they either agree or disagree with something that maybe the government is enforcing, restrictions. But is it moral according to God's, how he views the things of the world? It's something we just have to be watchful for, because the rich and the powerful are involved in things that we regular people, well, we're not involved in it and we don't think about it, but we know it goes on. We know it goes on from history because there's stories and there are history books that tell about it. And then if we listen to the people today, we know the direction that something is and we get to put the pieces together and know by our human understanding that something is going on there that they're getting an undue benefit because of government power or corruption or something. We learn things as we go through life. Oh, yes, don't we? Well, we all know that many things go on to manipulate things in the world. Sometimes it's money, sometimes it's power, but manipulation goes on all over. And we want to be sure to live in a godly way. And that is using godly justice. He tells us about it. It's in the Bible. We learn the things that God wants or likes or doesn't like, and then we conform to what we understand the will of God to be. It's something we can all look at and understand. Understand what is right and what is not right to do. And that's a part of following Jesus Christ, to do that diligently and follow the righteousness of God. Sometimes we have to think about it a lot. Sometimes it's so obvious that what we need to do or want to do to remain faithful to God, oh, but sometimes there are people who twist the story around and they tell you the Bible says this and the Bible says that. And some of them are pretty brainy people with an intellect, but not a heart. The intellect is good, but the heart is not of God. So they try to fool people, and sometimes they do. Sometimes they're salespeople. Sometimes they are politicians. And the best we can do is to look out, be aware. And that's always a good thing, to engage your mind in what's going on. We get lots of instructions from the Bible to help us think about this and about that. There are lots of stories. So keep your eyes on what God would have you to look at. That's pretty much that just covers everything. And then we will behave in a way that we can be judged according to God's rules and what he wants and doesn't want. Do the good of God and not the evil of the fallen one. And speaking of that, there is a certain code among people who are ungodly. I'll say evil people. So there is a code that says that the evil person has to tell the person who would be a victim what they're going to do. And if the person who would be a victim does nothing to avoid the trouble, then they are allowed to do it to that person. That goes on in different ways. Sometimes it's an extreme example. Sometimes it's a little one. Oh, let's say a little one. Okay, you borrow $1,000 from somebody, and they say, okay, but if you don't pay it, I'm going to take this and take that from you, and you won't have any chance or choice. I'm just going to do it. And so you say, okay, I'll take the $1,000, and then when you can't pay it and they do that evil thing, you say, well, you agreed to it, and sure enough, you did. So that's the kind of reasoning that these evil people have. They say, if you can't pay me the loan back, I'm going to take your house and your children are going to work for me for the next 20 years. Well, I know, I exaggerated. But the point is, they tell you what they're going to do, and then they feel justified because that's what that code of evil allows them to do. Because they've told you. Maybe it's not even an evil code. Maybe it's just a right to do. I don't know what to call it, except I know that it goes on because I've heard the stories plenty of times. Yeah, for 20, 30 years I've heard the stories. And that's, I know we're all different and we all hear different things, but I'm telling you about what I've heard, so here we go. Next thing. That's why the people who are evil that warn you about what they're going to do, if this or that happens, they feel like they're completely justified and they don't have any consequences or judgment from what they have done that would normally be considered maybe wrong. And they feel okay about it because they've warned you clearly. So that's also the thing that goes on with the rich in the world today and the powerful in the world today, or even the government people. They tell you what's going to happen if you cannot fulfill your part of the agreement. I don't exactly know what to tell you about that, because a part of it is just oh so fair, and another part of it might be taking advantage, and I don't know how I would determine one way or another, because there's lots of people with lots of opinions. So just be aware of that. Don't get into any traps and troubles. It happens all the time. Yes, by regular people, or yes, by satanic people, or yes, by even what Satan offers and say, look at these riches I could give you. Look at the fame I can give you. And if you will only, here's the good one, fall down and worship me, I will give you this and that. So there is that going on. Beware, beware, be careful. There are people who will prey upon others. It happens all the time. And in a very bad economic situation, people will prey on the helpless and the elderly, and that's something to be aware of. Often they will prey upon people who are isolated from society. If you hear of the countries where they have had a crash or some great big economic problem, or the banks fail or something like that, there also are the stories about how people have been abused, especially if they don't have neighbors nearby. If they are out of the normal group of people, they will be preyed upon. Sometimes they get murdered or tortured, and that's something that has happened. If you look at the societies, if you look at the reports, but few people do, besides who wants to. I don't want to hear about it, but I know I have heard about it going on, and when there has been an economic collapse, maybe in Argentina, maybe in Eastern Europe, maybe in some other countries, and then people just do awful things to other people. And there again, it's something we want to be aware of so that we do not have that happen. So be aware. And maybe don't even be isolated from your neighbor or from society. Oh, another thing that happens is if you live your life apart from society, you also don't have that connection. Now, maybe it's the drugs that take you away. People who are in a drug-dependent situation or in a drug gang. Oh, there's some awful things that happen, and I don't mean to talk about that. I just mean to say horrible things go on in the world, and you want to be protected. And a part of that protection is living a godly life, and maybe it's having a stick or a knife or some, or a gun to defend yourself from the evildoers who literally would take your life or your children's or really do some awful things. But that's not what I'm trying to talk about. I'm just trying to tell you, be aware of your surroundings and be safe. Because there are always people who are trying to take advantage of anyone they can, whether it's to get their money or their anything else. Just be aware and don't be trapped by people. For there's so many ways. Just be aware. And sometimes your safety is only in numbers. And so if you're in a group of 6 or 8 people that go shopping, that's one way to have a safety. Yeah, sure, there's ways to have a weapon, and that's good too. But the other part that is, if those bad people want your weapon, it doesn't take much to get it, just a well-placed something in your body. And then they take what you have. So just be careful, be aware. Oh, you've probably heard about the pieces of paper or the dollars or the whatever it is that are soaked with, yeah, it could be fentanyl, could be something else. And then you touch it to take it off of your car, and that drug instantly, or right quick, goes into your body, and you become disoriented or even unconscious. That's another little trick that's going on. So yet another reason to have people around you who you know and trust and do things together as a community. It's going on. All these things are going on, especially as we have more people coming into America who have a different standard of living and a different moral compass. That's something we're going to have to deal with. There's no way around it. We are going to have to look at things changing. And what do we do? We suggest you comply, right? Comply with all the rules and regulations. And above all, don't protect yourself, right? No, don't have any knife or stick with you. And don't have any people with you unless you want to get taken advantage of, or worse. Well, I just meant this is a little warning. It's going on. There are people going around the communities looking for victims, even looking for children, even looking to take your organs out of you and sell them. That's going on. Yes, in America. Yes, in Mexico. Yes, in China, all over the place. Yes, in other countries. These things are going on, and now we in America are going to have to watch at things more carefully than we ever used to, because the evil that has gone on in other countries is now coming to America. Look out. Be aware. And there's lots of warnings about what to do. We want to be wise and just be careful of the things around you. There's lessons all through the Bible that tell you to be aware and be careful. Now, if the society breaks down like it did in a couple of places in the Bible, and people, some went starving, hungry, some were subject to violence, and it just caused lives to change. So you want to be careful with you, and be aware of the situation around you, and certainly forming groups with a community is always a good thing. Even as you go from place to place, are you going to go to the market? Are you going to go to the whatever kind of store you go to? Having a few people to do this together, that's a safety consideration. So have a look at it. Well, there are strange things going on in our country and in our world. And it looks like they're going to get stranger if you look at all the events that are said to go on in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. If you look at Matthew chapter 24, pandemics, or they call it pestilence, famine, earthquakes, upheaval. That is all coming to a town near you. It probably is going to come right to your neighborhood. And somehow you want to get through that and live so that you can preach the good news of the gospel to those people who are around you, but also so that you don't suffer. So you give it some thought and consider all these things, so how you can survive and be a follower of Jesus Christ. So there are things in our government, all sorts of things that are, yes, okay, I talked about the Constitution and 1871. Oh, change in our Constitution, that's what it's called. You know what? Let me start off by saying, I don't know how much of this would really have an effect in our life, but there are people who are very concerned with saying that we have given up our Constitution because we have become bankrupt and we have promised the holders of our debt. We have given them the collateral, which is, yes, the country, and it is even the birth certificates of the citizens. It's not something that I really believe, but I'm listening to it because I've heard about this for 30 years, and it's not that I can say I believe it, but I can say that we have seen things go on in our country that we think are unsensible. They just don't make sense, and yet they happen. So it makes me realize that even though this seems like it could not be, of course not, I can also see an element of it being true, because there are bankruptcy laws. There are corporations that when they go bankrupt, a set of things happen, conditions happen. And so, with the argument of the 1871 change in the Constitution, that would mean that corporate laws now are in effect. And so if the United States of America goes bankrupt, the assets of the country then go to the creditors, and the creditors would be those big banks that loaned money to the United States government. And you remember, or at least you know, that 20 years ago, our national debt was relatively small. I mean, at one point, it was just a few trillion dollars, and then it went to 20 trillion. And now it's $33 trillion of debt that the United States government owes to someone. And it's not just the government that owes the money, it's the citizens. Our political representatives have said that we would agree to pay this money back that we borrowed. So this is going on. It's going on right now as our political representatives borrow more and more money. It makes me think of, well, maybe you remember the World Economic Forum, WEF, said, now this was in 2016 that they put this on a videotape talking about how we would own nothing and be happy. So that has been a saying that has gone on, yes, through countries, and yes, through the World Economic Forum, at least since 2016, certainly before that, but that was the first time the public was aware of the own nothing and be happy slogan. So there's things that are going on, and we have to grasp how it could be. And that's what I was trying to do by looking at how can they say the United States has run out of money and gone bankrupt? Well, it has. But what are the consequences? What does it mean to us, the people? Well, it means that we will have what we own taken away if we are a country of laws. And how many times have you heard our politicians say, we are a nation of laws? Well, which laws are you referring to? Are you referring to what's called the laws of the sea, which are maritime laws, which seem to be the international laws that take place in international courts, including the International Criminal Court of the United Nations? So where would a case be heard to say America owes $33 trillion and they can't pay it, so we are going to take all the assets of America? That's the kind of discussion that goes on among certain people. So, of course, the Americans say, no, that will never happen. It's never happened before. We are a free and independent people. And, of course, that is true right now. The other thing the Americans might say is, no, we have all these guns, and we are not going to be overtaken by any international body. The bankers won't take our assets away. That's our house. Yes, but we owe taxes, and if the economy goes down, we cannot pay the taxes. It's a great big question about what will be changing to put who in control. I don't mean I know who. Will the government end up being in control? Yes. Well, the government has lots of guns, by the way. They keep buying guns and ammunition for Homeland Security, for the IRS, for lots of government agencies. They own thousands of guns and millions of rounds of ammunition. So what does that say? It says, you better obey your rulers. That's what it says. Yeah, I know there are people who would say, never would we do that. We are going to fight. Good luck. Hungry people don't fight very well. How much supplies do you have stored up? I'm just saying, look at it. Look at it. I don't mean it's a good idea to resist, because resistors get put into camps or they get killed. So this is something which I don't want you to be put in a camp, and I don't want you to be killed. So we have a system where changes can happen peacefully, but you have to be active to have changes happen. You have to have an understanding with your political representatives. So look at all this. Please look, please examine, and don't have pain come to you and your family. There are people who expect God to take care of them, and God has given you a good brain and a good set of circumstances. If you give away what God gives you, well, it's given away. You don't have it anymore. So you better be considering what all this means and how you can protect the freedom and the things that you have, because we are going to have things that are going to judge us. And I think of Proverbs 29, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, then the people mourn. There's another one, Ezekiel 14:13, that tells about what happens when the people sin grievously. Oh, it's just like the four Gospels say starvation is the big one. Hunger, starvation. People will die for lack of food and lack of the spiritual goodness of God. So these are the things that are set to go on, and the Bible describes it. Will you be a part of it, or what is your place going to be? Are you going to get a little bit prepared and have whatever you need? Let's just say it's food. You won't have enough gas available. You might not be able to go to the bank because they might close. If the United States loses its electricity, everything's going to change. And you're going to have to become a farmer and farm your own everything. And don't think that you can survive on lettuce. No, you're going to need carbohydrates and things that have protein and calories. So give that a good, strong look. Because the world is certainly moving in a direction where the people are going to be controlled and contained. That's just the movement. Look at it. You can see that it's moved that way from 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. It just keeps moving in that direction. Control and contain the people. And what are you doing to stay independent? Well, I think there's a lot of people that if there get to be the internment camps, there's going to be people hungry that are going to go into those internment camps because they won't have any food. I don't know how to tell you what you should do. It's only that if there is no food, there's going to be riots and chaos and disorder everywhere. So be careful about what could happen and take care of the needs for you and your loved ones. Violence is not very far away. It never is, but it has been even closer when you look at what's going on in our country. Just think of the riots there have been. You know there have been violent things going on in the streets all over the place. Big violence, little violence, and I don't see why it won't continue. Maybe you do, but then we all are responsible for our own decisions and actions. So look out, just in case there really is a plan to contain and control we, the people. Also be careful for misinformation. I don't know how to tell you about that one. It's just you have to study and show yourself what is true. There's lots of misinformation. The government even says, you know, Homeland Security, they want to have someone in charge so that there is no misinformation. That just reminds me of a dictatorial government, and there's plenty of them around. Yeah. Be aware. Be cautious. Look out. There's a lot of people who believe that you should be contained and controlled and punished for what you do wrong if you do things that the state does not approve of. There's reports all over the places, and you want to look at the warnings in the Bible, because conditions repeat, and the warnings in the Bible, yes, they warn, but they also show themselves to come about through every country, through really basically every government also, every situation. You have things going on. You have the laws that work against you, and I just talked about the Admiralty laws, where they could be enforced as being superior to our national laws, because that is something which, in one way or another, the United States has agreed to the international or maritime laws being superior to our domestic laws, because they are an international agreement. And we have these customs and precedences that have been set for our country. That's been going on for hundreds of years, and it is simply taking place now it either is or is getting ready to take place in the United Nations through, maritime law, but also through the International Court, which the United States has acknowledged has jurisdiction. That means they can rule over us. And that's something which, are you prepared for an international court of the United Nations to rule over you and your country? Well, we've done that. We've done that with the International Criminal Court and the International Courts of the United Nations. One of the things that also is showing our agreement to it is this maritime law that we have acknowledged. And there is also something called flag laws. And it's shown, again, hundreds of years this has been practiced, that on the sea there were laws that every country would abide by. So that's a part of this maritime law, where the courthouses and the governments agreed to be governed by that maritime law. And a part of that maritime law is showing that you agree with it by having fringes on the flag. That's our flag. Our United States flag has two flags. One is the flag that would be for martial and maritime law, which has gold fringes on it, and that is also called the war flag. And that's the one just about all of us Americans believe represents our United States government. That flag with fringes that's pretty, and we know it all over the place. Everybody has it. But there is that peace flag that is very different. It has the stripes going the wrong way. The stripes are a different color. The background is a different color. It looks so weird to us because the peace flag does not even look like an American flag. But you Google it. Google it. It'll show up. It's called the peace flag. And like I said, the color and the stripes are different, but it goes to show who has authority over the nation. Is it a flag of war, or is it a flag of peace? You know, most people never knew that. Well, I didn't know it until I was in my, well, I was before my middle age, but I didn't really get to understand it until I looked into it a bit. And so that's a matter which could mean great big differences as to who is the authority over our country. And that's something I urge you to look at into to see what authority is going to rule over the United States and its country. Well, that's the thing I started on with the bankruptcy laws and 1871 Constitution that changed from our official Constitution, according to some people. Now, is it an argument or is it a fact? And that I really don't even know how to argue, but you can argue that it is fact, and you can argue that it's not, because we are going to stay independent and free people. Well, you're not going to stay independent and free if you have to rely on the government to give you food or shelter or electricity or anything else, because the government will say, sure, we'll take care of you if you belong to us, and we'll give you enough food for 1 week. Just come by our store and we will feed you a little bit. Look, that's the way it's worked in other countries. Can I say it's going to happen in America? No, but we are having great big financial difficulty, and it's a good likelihood that our banks are all going to go bankrupt. Well, they already have started that process, but this year there has been, what do you call those analysts who have said, we are only at the beginning of a very serious year where banks go bankrupt. And does that mean a new system of money will happen? Oh, probably. After all, we have the Fed now coin of the Federal Reserve, and we have the Omnicoin of the United Nations. Both of them coming out this month in July 2023. So, is everything a surety? No, it's not sure, but it is sure that if we say nothing and do nothing and give the powers that be no opposition, well, you know what's going to happen. They will rule over us. And didn't I just say that Psalm 19 or 29, I forgot, that it depends on who rules over us as to if we have a good rule or a bad rule. That's something which we each get a little hand in to see what is going to be determined. Now, we have these things going on, and we have, a contest, yes, a legal battle, and all these things are going on, and we can see the spiritual forces working in our country. And are we going to allow to be ruled by evil, or are we going to support the godly goodness of our Heavenly Father? Are we going to let the Bible rule over us, or are we going to decide we, the people, individually, know the best, and don't you step on my rights, because I have the right to whatever it is, kill my baby, change my sex, whatever it is, I have the right. So, don't bother me. I know my rights. Well, this is a contest. This is a challenge. This is what's going on in our world and in our country right now. Even the U.S. military is allowing people to change their sex using taxpayer dollars if they are in the military. We have challenges. We have conditions going on that would surprise anybody living 50 or 100 years ago. What are the rules that are actually going to be enforced upon us? Well, I was listening to Eric Stackelback and Victor Davis Hanson talk about the Great Reset that's coming. And that's something that if it comes, we will have a Great Reset of our economic system and our political system and our economy. So how can we stay independent? Well, I think the biggest one is, do you have food? What, do you think your food needs to last 6 months? Maybe it needs to last 6 years. And of course, what that means is you will have to farm your own food and have land and have neighbors that you depend on. Sounds like a pretty old-fashioned thing, doesn't it? Can you imagine depending on your neighbors to help harvest your food crop? To help with animals? All those things. Maybe we need to get back to being a different community than we are imagining ourselves to be. That seems to be what's going on as we struggle with every force within the United States. Even the military is having a struggle. Yes, I just said change your sex and what they are doing with that. But their military is also saying, we are limited, almost out of ammunition. We could not even defend our country because we have sent so much of it to Ukraine. And if we have to get into a war with China over Taiwan, well, we just don't know if we could do anything about it. That's what's going on. And who put us here? The same people who sold our petroleum strategic reserve so that it's the lowest point now that it has been in 40 years or more. And we are turning our nation into a great dependence where we cannot do anything because we don't have food or oil or what we need to survive more than a week. Our grocery stores, how much food do they have in them? How much food do your storehouses have? Not enough, that's for sure. And we can only imagine what it turns out to be in the future. It's going to be something which we never expected, because consequences for our actions are going to happen. And I don't mean I know what they are, because God has a plan, and we are sure that He is going to do something far beyond what we would expect it. And I don't know what they are, but I know what judged countries have consequences that they don't expect. And if we have killed, 60 million babies through abortion, we are going to have a lot of things. And I've said about the Deagle site in the past. It's www.deagle.com. And so there are things that are going on which we really can only guess. And we will have consequences from God, because that is what God does. We don't know what they are, but in the past, the people have not liked the consequences for their going against the godly laws that there are. And we know what they are because the Bible tells us. Well, here we are. The broadcast is about over, and I want to thank you for listening. I want to remind everyone to be prepared for what is coming without knowing what it is. We know that there will be consequences from our thoughts and our actions, and we can only guess what they are. But I want to encourage anybody to write me, and if they have something to say for a prayer request, please do that. Also, donations are always welcome. I struggle with the cost of this broadcast, so I'm always glad to get donations, and I pray for a lot of people. And if you have a prayer need, please call me, write me, and let me know what that is. John Stephenson at P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And listen to any other broadcast again by going to www.christtoday.org. Thank you. God bless you.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927.